Track 14, Last Word. Time now for the last word from Neil. And I have a sneaky feeling he might be continuing the theme of marital disharmony. Brace yourselves.
When Mrs. H sets me a task, I do not head off and do it straight away. I mean, there has to be a delay. I can't be seen to jump to it every time. I don't want to set her expectations too high. The problem comes when she asks me if I've done whatever it was. If I've forgotten, I have to think on feet to come up with something believable. Oddly enough, that was next on my list. If I have done it, I must confess that it does often bring out a touch of sarcasm in me. I know you'll find this hard to believe. You must know it's not in my nature, but sometimes I can't resist. Have you vacuumed the lounge? Did you do the edges with the pokey thing? Yes, then here it comes. Did you do it properly? I've done it to the best of my ability. I know that falls well short of your exacting standards, but I've done my best. Mrs. H is used to my sparkling rejoinders and simply ignores them. But the other day I was lost for sarcasm when she had strayed into the chaotic hole I call a study. She barked at me, "Are you ever going to tidy your room?" "Blimey," I said with shock, "that was a bit loud." She softened a bit. "Well, I don't like asking," she whined before admitting the sting in the tail, "so often." I must confess I have exasperated her a bit lately. Only this week, greasy finger marks on the stainless steel microwave buttons raised its head once again. It didn't need Socko to identify the culprit. "You've been at the microwave again." "I can tell. Look at the finger marks." Then she said, in that slow, deliberate manner she calls into play when she's trying to plumb something into my brain, "Clean your fingers before you press the buttons. Or use your little finger. When you're cooking, it doesn't get so greasy." She proceeded to demonstrate how a gentle tap with a little finger was all that was needed. Then a couple of evenings later, while we were preparing our meal, she pushed past me to the sink. "Look, look, look, I'm rinsing my fingers. See, that's all you have to do." Now who is the sarcastic one? The most annoying incident this week was a long-running spat we have about cling wrap. I hate the stuff. We seem to buy cling wrap that's been manufactured without the cling. Well, that is until you try to tear it off a strip. The end adheres to the roll like a limpet. Well, I eventually manage to peel it back and try to rip off a piece. It won't tear, and all I get is a mangled bit that's no use. My biggest challenge is wrapping cheese. Mrs. H has read somewhere cling wrap is carcinogenic, so the cheese has to stay in its original packaging before being cling wrapped. But no matter how tightly I try, the wretched stuff just won't cling. And I get admonished. "You haven't sealed the cheese properly. Again. It won't keep well if you don't." The other evening she watched me battle with the truculent length of cling wrap as I tried to make sure the cheese was immune from all outside forces. "Squeeze it," she rasped. "Oh, give it to me. I can't bear to watch you." I promise you, my displays of ineptitude are not a cunning ploy to get out of doing certain things. It's taken time, but over the years I've achieved a high level of incompetence.
Well, I was right, wasn't I? I did quiz Neil about these ongoing bones of contention within the walls of Shady Pines, and he said, "Oh yes, our marriage is harmonious, as long as I do what I'm told." So now you know.